Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This video is brought to you by Incogni. This is going to be fun. I want to check in on how Fox News or Fox Propaganda Network is covering the new Epstein email dump that has been just dominating the headlines over the past 72 hours or so. There is not one email that is favorable to Trump. In fact, almost every single email sent from Jeffrey Epstein himself, sometimes to Ghislaine Maxwell, sometimes to journalist Michael Wolff, they incriminate Trump even more. Jeffrey Epstein talks about how Trump had his nose pressed up against a glass because he was watching young girls swimming. Jeffrey Epstein was saying that he has leverage over Trump because he was both on the plane and at the estate. Jeffrey Epstein had so much leverage, and then he died in 2019. Will Fox News talk about any of this? Well, no. Caroline Levitt hopped on with Jesse Waters. And I don't even mean to be mean here. Like, I usually don't talk about people's looks, but why do they both look, like, inhuman? Jesse Waters has a crazy tan. Maybe it's just the lighting, but this is not a human skin tone right here. And Caroline Levitt seems to have had maybe some sort of work done in the same way that Kristi Noem has had. I don't know. I don't judge. Do whatever you want. But there is something in the MAGA world that makes people just look different, is all I'm going to say. Let's start off with how Jesse Waters opened the segment. He was straight up lying to his audience about the Epstein emails. I'm not even joking. The gaslighting here is insane. He says that none of them incriminate Trump. Actually, they exonerate Trump and only incriminate Democrats. Just take a listen.
So they're launching a smear campaign disguised as a bombshell, the Jeffrey Epstein email.
This sounds like it was written by ChatGPT. A smear campaign disguised as a bombshell. This is some ChatGPT-ass writing.
So they're launching a smear campaign disguised as a bombshell, the Jeffrey Epstein emails. Congress is dumping thousands of documents, and Democrats are using them to frame Trump. But we've been combing through them and can't find anything nailing Trump. Even Axios says the emails contained no real smoking gun. The files do show Epstein's deep ties to liberals, like anti-Trump author Michael Wolff.
Oh my God. Michael Wolff was emailing with Epstein about how much leverage Epstein had over Donald Trump. Jeffrey Epstein was saying that Trump is dirty. He's as dirty as anyone's ever been. He says he doesn't have a nice cell on his body. He legit said that Donald Trump was a piece of shit, essentially. And he was talking to Michael Wolff about how he has this sort of leverage. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if I were, I would point out the fact that Jeffrey Epstein then died under Donald Trump's presidency in 2019 after talking about this. This is Jesse Waters gaslighting. Like, look at him. Look at his face. He knows he's gaslighting when he says that all this proves is Epstein was close to Democrats. Are you kidding me here? And then here's Jesse Waters citing Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell said Trump did nothing wrong. So have Epstein's victims and Epstein's lawyer. And none of these emails implicate Trump. So we're
okay. By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell also thinks that she did nothing wrong. She thinks that Epstein did nothing wrong. And every single thing she said during that meeting with Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, who is Trump's lawyer, has been undermined by these new emails. So when she said that Trump did nothing wrong, and then she was placed into a minimum security prison that was cush, and she had access to a service dog and a phone and all these extra amenities. Yeah, she's trying to protect Trump's ass for clear quid pro quo. There is clear quid pro quo going on between Trump's corrupt DOJ and Ghislaine Maxwell. So when Jesse Waters, I mixed two names there. When he says that Ghislaine Maxwell said Trump did nothing wrong, he's gaslighting again. Ghislaine Maxwell's entire interview was blown out of the water by the fact that there are emails of her and Epstein saying Trump was put in precarious positions. Trump was put in inappropriate positions, even though she denied that. Here's another clip of Jesse Waters talking about Congress.
Congress is playing games, holding fake votes to drop more files. But that's not going to happen because it's up to a judge and they won't release grand jury testimony. This is now looking more and more like a ploy to divide Republicans and smear the president. For a party that claims to care about affordability, they sure waste a lot of time on old emails.
Oh yeah, the Democratic Party is surely the one that has spent the past decade focusing on the emails of one single candidate. The emails. this is gaslighting. I mean, I think Jesse Waters intentionally writes his script to rage bait. He's trying to rage bait liberals into saying, you guys are the ones who relentlessly talk about Hillary Clinton's emails. But at the end of the day, Megyn Kelly, Jesse Waters, all of these people are muddying the waters on what is actually happening here. They are muddying the waters on Trump's most horrific, most heinous acts. I mean, there's a few things that really stick out to me. Cutting USAID, leading to the deaths of millions and millions of people, his awful, horrendous handling of COVID, which increased the death toll, January 6th, his constant treatment of women, but also his association with Epstein. I think all of these things can bundle up to show you what kind of person he is. Oh, and Jesse Waters also makes a comment about affordability. Dude, Democrats just sweeped you. We just sweeped your ass less than 2 weeks ago, and you're already making jokes about affordability. You should focus on affordability and not running cover for pedophiles. Take a listen.
Primetime wants to get to the bottom of the Epstein saga more than anybody. We've been covering the story for years. But the story isn't about Trump. It's about foreign intelligence.
Ooh, he's mad that they're losing control of the narrative.
The story isn't about Trump. It's about foreign intelligence, blackmail, and cover-ups.
Wait a minute. This story isn't about the most powerful man on Earth right now. It's actually about how powerful people, mainly powerful men, can be blackmailed via leverage and foreign intelligence. Dude, Trump is at the center of everything that you just listed. When we talk about foreign intelligence, Epstein was seen communicating with Russians about how to manipulate Trump. When we talk about blackmail, Epstein was blackmailing Donald Trump. When we talk about cover-ups, Trump is covering this all up. He is at the center of all of this, and that is why they had to have Caroline Levitt come on the show to spin. Caroline Levitt pops on. I don't even know how to describe her segment. It is just full of vile. Like, I'm not even joking. It's full of ad hominems, personal attacks. She calls Chuck Schumer a Palestinian. Then she says Gavin Newsom is the scum of the earth. Then she says Democrats are the party of all communists. It's just, what are we doing here? Why is she frothing at the mouth? Take a listen to her first.
You see how far they are moving to the left. They ran Senator Gillibrand and Senator Manchin out of town. Now they're running Chucky Schumer out of town. It's too bad he turned into a Palestinian. He did it for nothing, like President Trump says, because his own party is turning against him. And the Democrat Party is truly becoming a full-blown communist party.
Well,
you see how far they are.
A full-blown communist party? The current most powerful people in the party are Chuck Schumer, who's definitely not a communist. He's like center-left. He's like centrist. Hakeem Jeffries, rather center-left. The last president was Joe Biden, then Vice President Kamala Harris, not communist, rather center-left, sort of progressive with Joe Biden. His policy was rather progressive. We have even Bernie Sanders, the farthest left person in power right now, is not a communist. He's a self-described democratic socialist who likes the Nordic model of redistribution of wealth, safety nets at the bottom, but still a capitalist system and free markets, which I think is very, very fair. Free markets are good. Competition is good. It spurs innovation. But there needs to be, in such a cutthroat capitalistic society, there needs to be some sort of safety nets. That's not communism.
And we will get on that. But as for Gavin Newsom, I was not surprised to see him in Brazil, traveling the world, probably on the taxpayer dime, talking about climate change, when his state, California, has some of the highest energy costs in the entire country.
The reason why he had to travel the world and go to Brazil is because Donald Trump refused to represent the United States at a climate conference because he'd rather tariff Brazil 50%, influence and meddle in their electoral system, and threaten the current president rather than actually be allies. So he goes over there and he says, yeah, we're going to be allies. We're going to talk to them. And I don't want to play this whataboutism game, but Trump has been flying around on U.S. taxpayer dime. I don't want to play the whataboutism game, but Donald Trump has been flying around on the U.S. taxpayer dime, not representing the U.S., but going to open new golf courses in Qatar, for example. So I'm fine with Gavin Newsom representing us at a climate summit. Here is Caroline Levitt also just going off. Look at them. Neither of them look very human. Who has a skin tone? I'm sorry, but it's like a spray tan, right? This is totally a tan. And with this, 1 second, go over. Something's odd.
Dominance. Gavin has done so much damage to his state with the Green New Scam and with this utopian pursuit of climate change that is just so false. It's built on a fallacy that he has run up energy costs in his state, that people are fleeing his state. So maybe he should leave Brazil and stop talking about this issue that is hurting his own people and get back to governing what was once a beautiful state of California.
California is still a beautiful state. It's the fourth largest economy in the world. And I feel like what she said was contradictory. She was like, you know, why does he keep talking about this issue that's hurting his constituents? He should leave Brazil and go get back to his constituents. He's representing California and, I mean, by proxy, America on the global stage in Brazil because our leadership refuses to. If Donald Trump did his job, Newsom wouldn't have to have left California because we would have actual representation. Not that we want Trump to be our representation, but at least somebody showing up to the climate conference for the UN was good. It was good to have representation there. Remember, Donald Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord in 2017. Biden re-entered us to the Paris Climate Accord in 2021, right when he got back in. Trump immediately pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord again, which said that we had to keep carbon emissions down along with a bunch of other developed countries in order to help protect the environment long term. But they don't care about that. They don't care about the long-term consequences. They just care about the short-term gains. I'm going to leave it there. But if you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Really quickly, I keep getting these weird spam calls. A few weeks ago, I got a scam call from a number with my home area code pretending to be my energy provider, and they somehow knew my exact bill amount. That's not random guessing. That is data collection and somebody trying to scam me. If you don't know what Incogni is, it is a tool made to prevent scams like this. It is a service that preemptively reaches out to data brokers on your behalf and tells them to delete your personal information, to stop scouting your information, and to bug off. I mean, there are so many companies, thousands of companies that collect, trade, and sell details like your name, address, phone number, job history, your relative's name or internet history without you ever agreeing to it. So check out Incogni to prevent this and sign up below. They have a new tool called Custom Removal available on their Unlimited and Family Unlimited plan that lets you point to any website that makes you uncomfortable that your name's on and they can reach out and remove it. So check out incogni.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for 60% off your annual plan. That is 60% off if you go to incogni.com/Mockler and use code Mockler. Click the link below. Thank you to Incogni. Thank you to you all.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.